I would like to look at the commonality of terms. We, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. So if we sow to our spirit, we could actually reap righteousness. Because we are hoping. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Meaning, it is the evidence of things not seen. I mean, it's all you have. All I have is in the way of proof of what the righteousness is coming is what I believe now. It's the only proof I have. It is the proof of my hope. Doesn't prove it to people. It's not literally true, but it is all I have. It is the only evidence there is, okay, of what is coming. But with God, that is very powerful. With man, it's just empty words. But with God, it's very powerful. Because he sees our faith as something very real. That's something he wants. And when I say our faith, I mean the faith that he's given to us. If we sow to our flesh, what are we going to get? Corruption. So he says, do not... make any provision to the flesh that you should fulfill it in the lust thereof. Crucify the flesh. As Paul says, we're not even in the flesh anymore in Christ. That's the idea. And if you haven't received that yet, then by faith, believe that you will receive it. Believe God, and he will impute it to you for righteousness. And guess what? Christ will be formed in you. Just like Isaac. But don't settle for... Don't go into Hagar. We have that allegory. We have that example. We don't need to repeat that portion. Why go back to the law? That's this whole point of this epistle. Don't go back to the beggarly elements. The beggarly elements are the... Literally, it means like... Beggarly is like impoverished. Poor, cheap, not worthy, not glorious, not honorable. Those elements. Verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Hey, you know, seeking God by faith is doing well. You do well. Don't faint. Be diligent. Add to your faith. If you do these things, you shall not be barren nor unfruitful. Okay? But don't be weary in it. Don't fall away to something else. Don't sow to your flesh. We shall reap. We wait for the hope of righteousness. We will reap in due season. There are seasons of reaping. There are seasons of waiting. Until Christ be formed in us, in individuals, but as a whole. That's why we're always waiting for the hope of righteousness. Because even if I've received righteousness, I'm still hoping for my brother. Still hoping for him. Not lording it over him. Not beating him up over things. For I, you know, as I believe for me, that because of faith I will receive the righteousness which is of faith by Christ, free indeed, that I will be free indeed. I also believe for my brethren that though it not yet appear, I wait for the hope of righteousness. I will be patient with God who is leading them to repentance. That is what I believe for you who hear my words. As we have therefore opportunity. Again, that's the same word as season in the previous verse. As we have season, let us do good unto all, especially to them who are of the household of faith. I think I just said that. Ye see how large a letter I have written to you with my own hand. I think that means that he wrote in big letters. His handwriting. It refers to his large handwriting. This is, you know, I wrote this because of the way I use those big letters. Verse 12. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, They constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. That's the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. You know, look at that. They did it. There's, you know, they say misery loves company, and so do religion. People, I'll tell you what. Like, you know, people who, like, there's a famous atheist, he wrote a book, right? And you know what? He's as eager to make people convert to his belief as the most zealous evangelical. They're all the same. When people with big ideas, they always want to make converts, and they, because it makes them feel good. You know why? Because that affirms them. Why? Because they want, it's all based on man. They want to control men. They want to see men do, when they see men fulfill their words, they rejoice. That's what he meant by have you rejoicing in yourself and not in another. Look it. Like, they can't just rejoice, I'm circumcised. No, they have to have other people do it. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to make you righteous. I'm speaking the gospel of Christ. He will do it to you. I can't do it for you or to you. All I can do is wait for it with hope. And I'm going to teach you the truth concerning all these things. But not in any way so that I should make myself something. Because I already know I'm nothing. God has showed me this plainly. I'm not anything. I'm just someone who's talking. God had given me a certain aptitude for teaching. And even at that, I see, you know, I'm not too good at it. Sometimes I talk too fast. Sometimes I talk too slow. Sometimes I use a few too many ums. You know? God gives understanding, but it's all in a kind of a simple thing. Honestly, I don't need to be that smart to do this, really. It doesn't take a lot of intelligence. It's just what God gives you to do. It gives you the ability, or just kind of hands you things. It seems very straightforward. I don't know how it all got lost. I think just because from people following the traditions of their fathers.